Cleveland Brown.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
That's a nice Mustang.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, that's something.
When young Patriots running back Brandon Bolden enters the field, he does so with a little extra spring in his step. His grandfather, Frank Pitts, played in the NFL in the 60s and 70s.
That was the first Super Bowl ever, and this was Super Bowl IV.
Those rings served as extra motivation for his grandson since he took up the sport.
To Bolden, running to the right, into the end zone, touchdown!
I don't know how many times I've watched Super Bowl I and IV from being a child till now. I don't know how many times I watched Browns, Raiders. I've watched almost every team he's ever been on. And that's because he wanted to introduce me to that. And that was, he's part of the reason I started playing football in the first place. He just gave football a shot. Yeah, he used to wear both rings on one hand. And so when he would speak to people, it would just be like, hey, how you doing? He'd never show you the palm, he'd just show you the top of his hand so you see the rings. And it's to me, it was like, I can't believe he did that. I was like, I can't wait till I get some rings so I can wave just like that.
Sometimes I just sit back and see some of the things that he's doing, and some of them he did better than I did. What he showed me was the fact that we had a guy that played with me named Mike Garrett, and then he had some of the same vital statistics that he had.
A lot of things he has told me has been very relevant to the game today, and it's funny how much of a carryover it is from when he played till now. And how much sense he makes when he's talking about the game, and he hasn't.
When the last time you put on a football uniform?
Just watching this film, you can tell how his stride is, and then you listen to him talk, and he actually told me, yeah, I ran track too. And it was about my sophomore year of high school. Sophomore year of high school, I started running track. And it was so I could try to mimic his game a little bit and get some speed.
Not yet.
He's working on that.
Still working. It's a work in progress.
Yes,
it's a work in progress.
All right, Bobby. Go to work.
He's been a big asset to get better at the game. And like I said, like I don't want to get fussed at for doing nothing wrong. So, I mean, just thinking about the conversations we would have after a game, whether it was in high school or college or now, just try to make it the best game as possible.
The guy who will lead the blocking for you, let him know that you need his help.
Yeah.
Straight up. And after that, go for the flag. Yeah. Hold the ball. Hold the ball.
It's one thing that I remember about watching his film and when I watch film now, is when we're walking back from a play, whether it was good or bad, it's a big smile on our face. And I just remember just because you love the game, you know? You gotta be excited to be out there, and it's just that opportunity. You gotta cherish it. So every play, you'll see me with a smile, no matter good or bad. Our family, he set the bar. Set the bar real high.
And he's doing pretty good. And hope he have better results than I had.
I'm the type of person, I like a challenge. And so I either want to get to that bar, or I want to take that bar down and put up my own.
That's sound reasoning.